Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of medication review for comprehensive counseling. Date of evaluation is July 15, 2024. I have got only 8 patients, and these are all by telehealth. So please make a notation that patient was seen by telehealth, and patient has consented for the appointment. So the first patient is Gig, G-I-G-G, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Her date of birth is 9/14/1960. Telephone number is 586-383-0470. Subjective and objective data. Mary is a 63-year-old married Caucasian female who has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder. And having history of alcohol and marijuana abuse in the past, but for years she stopped drinking and has been showing improvement on medication. She has been living with her husband. Previously she worked, but currently she described there is no reason to work as she starts getting social security. She is alert and oriented. Her mood was pleasant, effect was appropriate. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. I further explained her the importance of compliance as she has having history of depression and anxiety, bipolarity for a long time. She agreed. Also, I remind further that she has not done any blood work, especially Depakote level. And I was reminding her every time and for the last couple years. But I further explained the side effect, including liver damage and other pancreatic problems. But she described she has no problems. She's, as usual, she promised that she is going to do that. Her patient has showing improvement, but her insight and motivation is still limited. She is on Paxil 40 milligram daily for depression. Depakote 500 milligram. 1,000 milligrams. Sorry, 500 milligram 3 times a day, 2 tablets in the morning and 1 tablet bedtime, and Buspiron 10 milligram 3 times a day. I further explained that I am going to send the medication, but she has to make sure that she should get a blood work done. To which agreed, there was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness or drooling. Assessment, she denies any use of alcohol or drugs. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed. Symptomatically stable. Poor insight. I will send the prescription for Paxil, 40 milligram daily. Depakote, 500 milligram. 2 tablets in the morning, 1 at bedtime, Buspiron 10 milligram 3 times a day, 30 days supply, no refill was given, follow appointment in a month time, end of dictation. Next solution, on Thompson's Mori, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N Mori, M-A-U-R-E, her date of birth is 9/3/1973. Telephone number is 313-766-8192. Subjective and adjective. Patient was seen by Doxy. She has consented for telehealth appointment. Date of evaluation is again July 15, 2024. Subjective and adjective. Maureen described that she noticed a change in her improvement. Especially, she looks like more motivated. She does not go to sleep as soon as she comes from work. She feeling a little bit more positive. However, she described that the effect of medications goes away in the afternoon and she feels the same way. I further explained it is normal because Focalin is effective only for 5 to 6 hours at the most. She has to take another dose if the effect is wean off in the afternoon, and since he is working in hospitals, definitely need to be focused and attentive. Suresh agreed. She has been taking Trintellix and milligram daily. She was alert oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any auditory visual hallucinations or perceived feelings. She describes she is feeling better with combination of the medication. I further discussed that I would like to increase the dose of Foclaine to 10 in the morning, and at noon a 60 tablet will be dispensed, and Trintellix 10 milligram daily for 30 days. Risk benefit side effect was explained. Verbal consent was obtained. Patient was educated about the medication assessment. Major depressive disorder, chronic ADD plan. Increase the dose of Foclaine XR to 10 milligram in the morning and noon. 10 milligram, 10 milligram, 30 day supply was ordered. End of dictation. Next variation. It is on Morkin, M-O-R-K-I-N, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Her date of birth is 8-7-1956. Phone number is 248-514-1582. Subjective agita, Patricia is a 55-year-old Caucasian female who has been treatment for depression and anxiety with a problem with the sleep. She describes, she usually come for follow-up every 90 days. So this evaluation was done 90 days. She was happy, pleasant. Her granddaughter was at home. She described that her daughter goes to work, and she dropped the granddaughter to her, and she enjoy her company, take her out, go for shopping and other activities. She describes she is active and she is feeling better. Denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Is still getting medication for rheumatoid arthritis. Denies any panic attacks or any period of sadness. Crying spells, sleeping and eating good, no suicidal thoughts or any symptoms of hallucination, delusion, no side effect of the medication. Assessment, major depressive disorder, chronic with improvement in sleep and appetite. Plan, continuing duloxetine 20 milligram daily, trazodone 100 milligram daily, 90 day supply was ordered. Risk, benefits, side effects explained. Follow-up plan was recommended in 90 days. End of dictation. Next variation is on Gardner David, G-A-R-D-N-E-R-D-A-B-I-D. Date of birth is 6-8-1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Subjective agita. David is a 46-year-old married Caucasian male who has been seen for follow-up. Mr. David described that he has been doing good. Currently, he was busy in exercise and claimed that he want to do exercise at least one hour per day. At least it has been to work out her muscle strength, and also it helped her to calm down emotionally. I further explained the importance of exercise and also to control his mood and behavior. He described he's not feeling depressed or sad. He's not hearing any voices or any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Sometime at night time, he feels like a little bit suspicious, but other than that, it is not a very recurring process, but the medication is working and he has been compliant with the medication. Mr. David has been involved in real estate business and he has been productive. He described that he keeps himself busy and has been doing good. He was alert oriented. His mood was euthymic. Affect was present. Speech was clear. No suicidal homicidal thoughts. No auditory hallucination. No mood swings. No use of alcohol or drugs. Patient has been compliant with the treatment. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder. Symptomatically stable, no suicidal thoughts or any symptoms of hallucination, delusion, no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Plan, continuing with the current medication. A 30-day supply was ordered. That is Seroquel 25 mg in the morning, 200 mg at bedtime, benzatropine 1 mg at bedtime, flufenazine 5 mg at bedtime, tegretalaxor 200 mg BID, period. 30-day supply was ordered. risk benefit side effects explained. Verbal consent was obtained. He denies any involuntary tremors, any symptoms of drooling, akathisia, restlessness. Prognosis, guarded end of dictation. Next solution, on Snipe Leonard, S-N-I-P-E, Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D. His date of birth is 10-4-1962. Telephone number is 313-658-2514. Subjective adjective, Leonard is a 61-year-old married African-American male who has been in treatment for schizoaffective disorder, schizophrenia, has been doing where doing better, but described that since his wife was in hospitalized, so he has missing medication for the last couple weeks, especially for the last 4 days. He started hearing voices. But he has been sleeping all right. He denies any suicidal thoughts. I further explain him the importance of compliance, as he has chronic history of mental illness and he should not miss his doses, to which he agreed and willing to follow. I further explain that I am going to send the prescription right away and he has to keep taking medication, to which he has agreed. He denies any involuntary movement. Patient was given insight into his treatment, education about the medications and also the psychiatric problem and compliance, so that he continue maintain improvement. I explained the risk benefit side effect. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment, schizoaffective disorder, restart hearing voices due to non-compliance. Melatonin 10 mg at bedtime, Seroquel 300 mg at bedtime, Lamotrigine 25 mg BID, Trazodone 150 mg at bedtime, Flufenazine 2.5 mg BID. Risk benefit side effects pain. Patient was encouraged to comply. 30-day supply was ordered. End of dictation. Next solution is an AATS, Y-A-T-E-S, Rosemary, R-O-S-E-M-A-R-Y. Her date of birth is 10-9-1950. Phone number is 586-731-0776. Subjective adjective, Rosemary, 73-year-old Caucasian female, who described that she has been doing good. Her depression is better. She is not hearing any voices. Her mood is more stable. There is no symptoms or any problem with the compliance. She described currently she is looking forward to reduce the rate of insurance for her car, and she came to know through the AARP there is a service available by which her insurance rate can reduce. The patient has been following outpatient treatment with Dr. Keiko. She is still working on the left leg swelling. So far she has not been feeling any better, but she is going to consult with Dr. Keiko and maybe a vascular surgeon to make sure that it is not clot or something else. Patient was encouraged that she should definitely do it, and patient has further explained the role of medication. She is on Depakote 750 mg at bedtime, Zoloft 100 mg daily, prescribed by Dr. Keiko. Patient has been having no side effect. She is alert and oriented, pleasant, cooperative, attentive, no suicidal homicidal thoughts. Patient was provided education about the medications, also insight into her medication treatment. She feels more comfortable, happy after being after interacting with me, and like to continue with the same way for medication for every month, to make sure that she should feel stable and maintain her activity in a productive manner. End of dictation.